as we welcome into the studio, usually the second Wednesday of each month, Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead. And good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Let's start with the big festivities kicking off tomorrow night and the holiday season in downtown Fairhope. It's the lighting of the trees.
That is correct. So, yeah, that'll be tomorrow night. I just want to keep everybody to remember that we will be closing down sections of downtown at different times. That information is on our Facebook page. I think the first one will start, I think, around 1:30, but the actual event will start around 5:30, and I believe they turn the lights on at 6.
Oh, yes, 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And the music and everything starts at 5:30.
Yeah, we'll close down that one little section of street on Fairhope Avenue from Section to Bancroft so that they can get the stage set up.
Yeah.
So that'll be the very first section that we shut down.
And then everything else pretty much open, except for Delamar, because they set up the Santa Cottage and everything there for Mrs. Claus, and that's closing it too.
Yep.
And after that, y'all still have a presence at the other holiday events, like the movie in the street, etc.
Yep, we've got a lot going on. So about this time of the year through arts and crafts in March, we're pretty much wide open. We have so much going on. So, yeah, we've got lighting of the trees. Then we've got movie in the streets Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be getting ready for our Christmas parade.
Friday, December 1st.
That is correct. And then, of course, I mean, right after that, it's New Year's. I mean, can you believe it's already here?
But you had probably what I think witnessing the largest ever downtown trick-or-treat.
Yes, we did. We had a ball. We had a really good time that day, and we had a lot of superheroes there, a lot of police officers dressed up in their little outfits, and it was really cute, their costumes. We had a really good time. We gave out a lot of candy that day.
Record-breaking crowd,
absolutely.
I think, just eyeballing it. I don't think we have a figure for that, do we?
No, we do not. I know last year was a pretty big crowd, and definitely this year. I think, you know, closing down the streets is just a must when you've got that many children running in and out of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great thing that we did and we started doing last year.
Good, good. So how was Coffee with the Cop? This is an informal gathering the second Tuesday of each month at 9 a.m. at the Nix Center.
It was, we had a small crowd. I think, you know, too, we're getting ready for the holidays. People are getting ready to go out of town for Thanksgiving. And so we had the crowd wasn't as big. We had our normal discussions. We always talk about, you know, our stats, and we go over those if they've got any questions concerning that. We had that burglary that just occurred at the station at 98 and 98, so we had some questions about that.
Yeah, I saw the video posted where you were looking for a suspect that broke in. Any update on that?
No, we have a couple people of interest that we are going to try to continue to investigate, but it's still under investigation and we've not made an arrest on that yet. So, we are getting information weekly, you know, to follow up on. Our investigators are working pretty hard on that.
You often mention that traffic is one of the main topics of conversation. When are we changing out to the new 15-mile-an-hour speed limit?
So we're
downtown?
Waiting on our signs
to
come in. As soon as those signs come in, they will be posted. And then, of course, we will start all of our postings on social media, just reminding people of we're changing from 25 to 15 in the downtown business district area. Yeah, we did that. There's so much congestion downtown between traffic. We've got a lot of pedestrian traffic crossing streets, and there's just so much going on downtown. I mean, the responsible thing for us to do as a city is to definitely look at that downtown, how busy it is, and see what we can do to make it safer for everyone involved. So that's why traffic committee got together, pedestrian and traffic committee got together, and it was suggested that we do that. So we're gonna try that out and see how it works.
The city council approved it, so
that's right, they
here
did.
Here we go. Okay, All right, let's talk about the call stats. These are the number of calls for service received, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
So this is for the month of October. And of course, this is not everything that we deal with. We just kind of highlight things that we do a lot of on our stats.
Things of interest. And then you do give us the total call volume at
the
end.
That is correct. Okay. That is correct. So for the month of October, we had 11 harassment reports with 3 arrests. We had 22 domestic violence reports with 13 arrests. Exploitation of the elderly, we had 4 reports. We have no arrest on those yet. I do know that investigations, those type of investigations take a little bit of time.
Can you give an example of what?
Well, so exploitation of the elderly often takes place. It could be a family member who may be a caregiver who has gone in and basically taken advantage of someone and money from the accounts or it comes in different forms. Mm-hmm. But that's normally what we're dealing with. We had 21 theft reports with 4 arrests.
Give us an example. You can't. Okay. That's
right. I don't have all
those.
That's 21 reports. Mm-hmm. I just know theft. It could be from
lawnmower under the carport.
Theft from a yard.
Okay.
It could be we lumped in our shoplifting cases into this. It's
okay.
Just theft in general.
I see. Okay.
So that does seem like a high number, but it is that time of the year. I mean, we're gonna start seeing more and more of that downtown, or even at Walmart, our big stores. So and
your cars. So remember to lock up
those
cars.
Yes, and that was one of the things I'm definitely gonna bring up towards the end is make sure you lock your vehicles. It's Christmas. People like to leave their presents on the front seat. Please don't do that. Lock everything up. Don't leave it in plain view. We had 6 fraud identity theft reports. I know that they're still under investigation, and I can give you a little bit of an example of what happened on some of those. Again, I think last month I mentioned where we had an arrest, we had an investigation where family members had maybe called grandma and said, hey, so-and-so is in jail. We need $8,500 to get him out of jail. Can you send us this, send us that? So we've had 2 cases like that happen. Not necessarily a family member, but we had someone call and say, your grandson is in jail. We need you to send this money. And of course, she did. She went to a store. She got, I think, one of these green card, I forget what they're called, green dot cards maybe from Walmart. Mm. And once they're on the phone with you, they ask you to get the number off the back of that card. And once you give them that number, that money's gone.
Mm.
And it's just that quick. So we had 2 cases like that. We also had a call where a report that came in claiming that they were the Treasury Department. They had the individual stay on the phone, wanted $2,000, asked them to go to Winn-Dixie and purchase 4 $500 Nordstrom gift cards. Okay, so if the Treasury Department calls, they're not going to ask you for gift cards.
And not
so,
the Nordstrom.
Yes.
Oh, my
so,
goodness.
Sometimes you just have to stop, think, this is not real. So, but things like that. We also had an outstanding, a victim was notified that he had an outstanding balance on a credit card that he didn't open with Citibank. I mean, they racked up almost $30,000 worth of charges.
Yikes.
That he had no involvement in. So that was another one that we dealt with. We had 33 drug reports with 33 drug arrests. And again, that's something we always discuss. We're seeing a little bit of everything. It's not one thing that's, more than the other. We're still seeing fentanyl. We're still seeing, marijuana and prescription drugs. A lot of that is prescription.
Okay.
So we had 7 public intox reports with 7 arrests. Failure to appear, we had 57 reports and arrests. driving under the influence. We had 14 reports and 14 arrests. So that was up just a little bit. Last month we had 12. Alcohol under 21, we had one report with one arrest. Leaving the scene of an accident, we had three reports. We have not made any arrest on those. Four criminal mischief reports with two arrests. We had two burglaries, one arrest, both of them with no force. We had six resisting arrest reports with six arrests. And then breaking and entering of a vehicle, we only had one report, no arrest, but nothing was stolen. Again, this was an unlocked vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So go back, you know, it's kind of lock it or lose it.
But what you start seeing is maybe a window breaking, especially as the holidays come around. If it's locked and there's something visible, they may
want it bad enough.
Have more guts, yeah.
Yeah, they may, you know, if it's something that that they really want to get, they subject to break your window. So hide those things, put them in the trunk. Don't leave anything visible where mm-hmm. anyone can see anything, and definitely lock your vehicle. Definitely. Don't make it easy for them. So in October, we had a total of 1,867 calls compared to last month of 2,031. So we were down a little bit. We had 225 reports, 231 offenses with 108 arrests. And then for our accidents, we had 84 accidents, 14 with injuries, and 10 of those were private property. Those were up a little bit those were down from last month from 97.
Seems like it's usually in that 70-something range.
It seems about average, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Some months, you know, obviously are busier than others. And here we are. It's the season. So everybody's going to be out shopping. And, you know, everything is so congested. Like I said, that was... You know, traffic's one of the main things that we deal with, one of the main complaints that we get.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with a lot of parking complaints downtown. I mean, we just don't have a whole lot of parking. So, and I know that that is something that the city as a whole is working on a plan in the near future.
And we need to remind folks to use the parking garage.
Yes.
And then the free shuttle, which is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
And I believe they have two shuttle drivers now. So they may have extended their hours. We need to double check that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
But I think if I remember, the mayor had said that we now have two shuttle drivers, so the hours may be extended.
Okay, we'll look into that.
Especially right here at the
wouldn't that
Christmas,
be nice? That would be
Christmas shopping
very
time.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, anything else going on that we need to know about?
No, we had our Veterans Day parade. We had a great turnout for that. Beautiful weather, and we're just busy. We're just busy trying to get ready for the season, holiday season, and just keep everyone safe.
And the new precinct on Greeno Road, how's that working?
Yes,
out?
We finally got the sign
convenient?
Installed, mm-hmm. and we are. It's not currently open 24/7 yet. I'm still waiting on a couple of things to be installed, but everything so far has worked out great. We've had people actually coming there and using it, making reports, and you can still pick up reports there. I mean, it's really nice. It's just really nice to be able to spread out a little bit and have a little extra room to be able to do some, you know, training and just be able to expand.
Plus the certain calls, the response. Not having to get out of downtown.
Well, and you know, even Greeno was busy.
Right.
I mean, so it's a convenience for our community, our mm-hmm. citizens, to be able to come there and not have to come downtown as well as not, you know, just our officers being able to respond from that location.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thank you so much as always, Chief, for
yes.
your time.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas. I guess I'll see you right before Christmas.
That's right. Yes. No, happy Thanksgiving.
That's right. Happy Thanksgiving. Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead joining us the second Wednesday of each month following the second Tuesday Coffee with the Cop. If you missed it or you want to tell a friend, you'll be able to listen to it.